Tatiana Suarez versus Jessica Andrade. Fight prediction. Dun, dun, dun. Hey guys, Fight Junkie here. As usual, before we jump into this next episode, I want to remind you guys, you can hit me up on Twitter, @FightJunkieCom. Follow me on Parler, @FightJunkie. Listen to me on Anchor, Spotify, Google, Apple, Amazon. Basically, anywhere you can find a podcast, I'll be there. You can also subscribe to the YouTube channel. Oh, wait. Hold up. Scratch that. YouTube deleted my channel. Let me think. Okay. I got it. You can also subscribe to the Rumble channel. Rumble.com/FightJunkie. Want live stream? Twitch.tv/RealFightJunkie. Tatiana Suarez, undefeated, 9 wins, 0 losses. Of those 9 wins, 2 by KO, 4 by sub, 3 by decision. Jessica Andrade, 24 wins, 11 losses. Of those 24 wins, 9 by KO, 8 by sub, 7 by decision. Currently, you have Tatiana Suarez as a -360 favorite. We'll go, won't go, 3 full rounds. Won't go, -250. We'll go, +195. Suarez wins inside, -165. Suarez wins by decision, +275. Andrade wins inside, 5-1. Andrade wins by decision, 9-1. Fight is a draw, 66-1. Obviously, the line is wide. This is pretty much a stylistic nightmare for Andrade because she has to keep this fight on the feet. She's going to be totally outmatched and outgrappled and probably submitted if it hits the ground. And even if you keep it on the feet, Andrade makes a lot of mistakes. Sometimes she gets overly aggressive, puts herself in bad positions, and then she ends up losing the fight. I mean, I think most people looking at this would say, as long as Andrade can keep it on the feet, she's got the advantage. I'm not so sure about that 100%. Sometimes, like I said, Andrade is over-aggressive and puts herself in bad positions, and other times she lays back too much on the outside. And if you've ever watched Andrade, she's a tiny girl. So she's got a height and reach disadvantage in almost every fight, and she will in this fight as well. So it's very difficult for her to sit on the outside and actually win rounds and set up things to be able to win the fight. So I'm not certain which Andrade will get here because she's coming off 2 back-to-back losses, and she was finished in both of them. She was submitted by Blanchfield in the second round, and Jan just knocked her out in the first round. So will she be tentative, or will she come out with her aggressive style? If she's tentative, I think it actually makes it a little bit harder for Suarez because she's going to be looking to try to take the fight down. So if Andrade is overly aggressive, it's going to present an opportunity, whether it's in a clinch, a double leg, a trip. It's going to present some opportunity for Suarez to get the fight to the ground. If Andrade sits back and is tentative, then Suarez is going to have to work harder, in my opinion, to get Andrade where she wants her. Now, that could be in the clinch. It could be up against the cage. Like I said, it could be straight wrestling where she's just going to shoot and take her down. But she does want Andrade on the ground because even if she's able to hang with Andrade on the feet, obviously, she's got a huge advantage, or should have a huge advantage, on the ground, and that's where she would probably look to take the fight and finish the fight as well. So how does this fight play out for Andrade? Well, again, if she's tentative, Suarez has to work for it, but that doesn't mean she still can't get it. Generally speaking, in the women's matches, you don't go with the unders and you don't go by either fighter inside because a lot of times these go to a decision. But when you have a seemingly overwhelming gap of talent here, especially in the area of submissions and wrestling, then you have to look a little bit closer. And obviously the books like Suarez, they like the under, and they like Suarez inside. So when you're looking at this, I don't really think Andrade is going to be able to match her on the ground. I don't think she'll be able to out-grapple her. I don't think she can out-wrestle her. So the only way that Andrade can pull this out is by knockout. And again, sometimes she gets overly aggressive and puts herself in bad positions. So even if she does have an advantage on the feet, make no mistake about it, she could do something stupid in there that opens her up for a trip takedown or a clinch where she's dragged to the ground and Suarez submits her. That's how I see this fight really going. I just don't think Andrade can go 3 full rounds without making a mistake at some point in time. If you look back at her career, more often than not, she makes a mistake. And if you make a mistake against Tatiana Suarez, more than likely you're going to pay the price, and that'll probably be a submission loss for Jessica Andrade. If for some reason you like Andrade and you want to go to the other side, I don't think that you would take her straight, because I think that the only way she would be able to beat Tatiana is to lay her out. I just don't think Andrade will have the boxing ability. Being tentative, staying on the outside isn't going to work against Suarez. It'll work longer than probably haymaker, aggressive, head in the chest type style, because she'll make a mistake and Suarez will take her down and submit her. But if she's tentative, I don't think they're going to give her rounds. And even if Suarez takes some time to get in the groove and set things up and we have some dirty boxing and maybe not so much action up against the cage, I think Suarez is still probably going to be given those rounds. So even though Andrade is approaching, depending on your book, like 3-3-10 as an underdog on the straight line, I really think that the only way that she would win is inside. And if you look at the props, Andrade wins inside 5-1. Andrade wins by decision 9-1. That supports my theory on that as well. As far as Tatiana, her line's starting to get very high. I do think that Tatiana finishes her here. So even though I expect Suarez to win the fight and the straight is probably the safer route to go, the line's getting ridiculous at some of these books. One of these books I'm looking at is over 5-1. That's very, very high. I think that you get a little bit greedy here. I don't think that you play the fight wins inside, fight doesn't go 3 full rounds at anywhere between 225 to 250, because I don't really give Andrade that big of an opportunity to knock Tatiana out. So I think in this fight, you're looking at Tatiana. I think she's going to win, but I think you're going to get greedy here and you're going to take Suarez wins inside. If your book offers a submission, that's something to look at as well. But you got to be careful there, because if Suarez is able to get her down to the ground, of course she could dominate her in the wrestling, but she could also throw some ground and pound, maybe throw up a submission. You don't know which route she would take. More often than not, it's going to be the submission. But depending on how they land, what opportunities Andrade gives her, it's not out of the question that Tatiana just GMPs her as well. So I think Tatiana wins inside is your safest bet. I expect her to finish Jessica Andrade before the final bell. That's it for this episode of Fight Junkie. I will suck it to you tomorrow, baby. Fight Junkie out.